So, John, if this happened about 6,000 years ago, where Mars was blown out of its orbit, Earth was there, sucked in some water, things like that, the question is did this happen quickly to the planet Mars, or did it take all these years, these 6,000 years to do it, or was that happening over the billions of years?
No, it started because Venus kicked it out of its orbit approximately 6,000 years ago, and it orbited the Earth for 15 years at a time and then broke off for 15 years at a time, and it did that for 100 times. Ancient myth, it says, it's put this way, a day of Brahma was equal to a night of Brahma, which meant that Brahma was an enormous volcanic feature that stood up at the North Pole of Mars. It was essentially a volcanic fountain, but then the volcanic tubes hardened on the outside, so the structure built higher and higher, and it was partially supported by the tidal force of the Earth. So this happened 100 times over a period of roughly 3,000 years.
Okay.
In Greek myth, the way it was stated was that the Olympic gods reigned for 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that referred, Olympus was the main mountain on Mars that faced the Earth.
Okay, but are we saying, though, that Earth 6,000 years ago didn't have nearly the oceans that it has today?
I think it was, the oceans were significantly lower. That lower state of the oceans is attributed by geologists or oceanographers as being due to water being trapped in glaciers during the ice ages. I'm not so sure that it, then they attribute a difference in of 140 meters to that.
Okay.
But I've read recently that in connection with people worrying about global warming, saying if the entire ice cap on Greenland melted and went into the ocean, that there wouldn't necessarily be any increase in sea level on the Earth, because the ocean and the continents are in equilibrium with one another. And if there's more water in the ocean pushing down harder there, then the continents will actually float up higher, and there won't really be any difference in the sea level that we would notice. So you could get an enormous amount of water from Mars, and it wouldn't necessarily change the sea level that much, on, at least not as much as you would expect it to on the Earth.
Now, the human beings that were on planet Earth at the time, what happened to them when all this excess water started coming in?
Well, most of the water came down in great oceans in Tibet. Great basins in Tibet, which are completely dry now, were completely filled with water. And when they finally broke their containment, they rushed down through the Himalayas and actually cut all the Himalayan rivers in a matter of, you know, days or
days,
weeks.
Days, right.
Because of the great force of the water. So a lot of the water started falling right there above or below where Mars was located, and then it flowed down and eventually got into the oceans.
Once that happened, and of course we had humans on this planet and everything else, in the flood, of course, 5,000 years, you don't see a correlation there.
What I think happened was that each time, I didn't get into this before, each time Mars would approach the Earth and get into a geosynchronous orbit over the Trans-Himalayas, a number of things happened. First of all, the mantle of the Earth, in order to, if Mars was going to be in a geosynchronous orbit, mm-hmm, over the Trans-Himalayas, which is 30 degrees north latitude, then what had to happen was the mantle of the Earth, the spin axis of the mantle of the Earth, not the entire Earth, just the mantle, because the mantle is isolated from the solid core of the Earth by 2,000 kilometers of liquid.
Right. It's so almost mantle, like a floating mass of land by itself.
The mantle rotates around independently of the core. We know that even today it does. Anyway, the spin axis of the mantle had to shift to Hudson Bay area in order that the temporary equator now go through Mount Kailas in the Trans-Himalayas. So the whole process of what was going on the Earth from the point of view of the people that lived there, as Mars would approach, and they couldn't really see Mars approaching very well because it came from the sun's side, and so the side facing the Earth wasn't illuminated, and the sky was so bright that they didn't actually see it coming.
Until it was there?
Well, here's what happened. As it got that close, the tidal force of Mars pulled all the water from the hemisphere facing it towards Mount Kailas. But Mount Kailas is too high for the water to get there, so the water piled up essentially in northern India and covered northern India to an altitude of something like 5,000 feet.
Oh, my God. I mean, the entire area there?
Right. And there's actually a layer called the Siwalik deposits where at a mile high, there are millions of bones of sea-level type animals like hippopotami in a perfectly horizontally bedded rock at 5,000 feet above the surface. But the other thing about that was the water, to get over there, the water, one of the bodies of water that was in the position to have its to have the water drawn out of it were the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. And what happened then was the entire Mediterranean and Red Sea were essentially emptied, and the water was drawn across Egypt, Palestine, and Mesopotamia to get over there.
Now, you don't think the Red Sea emptied when Moses was going through there? That's a strange timing.
No, that's part of the story. The when Mars was in orbit over the Earth, water was all pulled out of the Red Sea and out of the Mediterranean for 15 years, okay? So the Red Sea was completely dried up at that time. And then what happened when, at the time of the Exodus, was that Mars began its process of leaving the Earth, mm-hmm. in which it split into two parts. The core came out and went to the east, and correspondingly, the outer shell of Mars drifted to the west, and it drifted over the Middle East. And the great volcanic feature at its north pole was what the Israelites called the column of smoke and fire. So as it drifted towards the west, God told the Israelites, wait, you know what I mean? Don't go. And they're all complaining because they wanted to go because Pharaoh was coming. And what happened was God told them to wait as Mars drifted. This was at night on when the separation took place. As Mars drifted towards the Middle East, it brought the waters that hadn't been there for 15 years, it brought the waters back with them.
Rushing so that, back, too, probably.
Huh?
Rushing back in, probably.
Well, yeah. But, so they timed their crossing of the Red Sea when it was dry, but immediately after that, as the shell of Mars passed over the Middle East, it brought
timing.
The waters back, and that's what drowned
the Egyptians.
Egyptian troops.